Good morning, Australia. Good evening, America. This is Radio Tony with Healing Energy for Everyone. Take two. Microphone issues and technology. Let's get straight on with the show. Today, we have the glorious Vivian Shapira. And Vivian is started life as a clinical psychologist and trained in Alexander Technique, the hands-on method for retraining neuromuscular dynamics. Through this work, Vivian developed and refined her sensitivity to energy, leading to add to her skills. So in our series of show, we've been talking about healing energy for everyone. And this week, we thought live on the show, we'd demonstrate how that works. Now, Vivian, we've been exploring in previous shows the concept of healing energy, and in particular crystal healing energy and crystal surgery. And this is a really important show because today we're going to give you a live hands-on experience with how the energy works. And can I tell you, I'm really looking forward to this today. Now, we want to just remind you that the body is made of energy and cells that vibrate, and that's part of why crystal healing energy is so impactful on our body. And sometimes we get tied up with the thought we can't see anything happening, when in fact the energy within us is doing the work that we need it to do in our body. So hello, Vivian, and welcome back to the show.
Hi, Tony. This is very exciting. I'm very keen, very excited to demonstrate how I do remote work. And I think we ought to tell everyone I will be doing a remote healing session with me here in the USA, you there in Australia, and I will be doing healing work on you live in this session. And to do that, we're going to switch cameras. So give Neil a moment to switch us over, and I'm going to move to my work table where I have everything set up to go with what we discussed and prepped. So how great is that?
I think that it's wonderful that we have the technology to engage with our audience and to let them see how powerful some of these healings can be for a person. Look at that glorious table.
Can you see my work table here? And I have a picture ready of the trigeminal nerve going into the face, because this is one of the things we discussed, and I will be working on that. But before we do that, what I want to do is what I call basic prep. And I first have to choose the proxy crystal that I want to use to represent you, because what happens is I do the work on the proxy crystal, but I connect the crystal to your energetic system. And so the one that wants to be your proxy is this one. And it's very much to do with these little crystals growing on it, because you are someone who is building community. And that is what those barnacle crystals denote. And this crystal is very keen to be, it's very, very keen to be your proxy. So I'm going to put that there. And I'm going to do what's called basic prep. I'll just start by using the fan or feather and just cleaning the outer edges of your energy field like so. And every now and again, I'll shake that off in my little geode to clear the debris into white light. This is the magic transforming bowl for the energy. There we go. Very nice. Yeah, with that little false start we had, I can tell that this is going to be helpful for you. And Tony, if you start feeling sleepy, don't be surprised. That can happen with the crystal surgery, because it is a crystal surgery. And when we have surgery, we tend to go under anesthesia. And so it is with crystal surgery, although we don't give you anything, it seems to happen anyway. So next, I'm going to sweep your energy field clear. And for that, I use a little quartz cluster. And this is a beauty with all the points pointing out. And here we go. And I sweep through your energy field. And you may even be able to feel this. And if you can, you may want to say something. And if you can't, you may still want to say something. But ask me any questions you want to as I go, and in a short while I'll start to fall into some kind of trance, and so it's good for us to talk and stay connected that way as well. And I'm going to do my best
Can you talk a little bit louder for me, please?
So you need me to speak louder. Okay. I'm going to open the chakras now, starting at the root.
That's awesome.
There we go. I'm on the third chakra now, the solar plexus.
I do feel very relaxed suddenly.
And that would be because of what I'm doing. And that's what happens with this procedure that we call basic prep. There we go. Now I'm onto the third eye. Yeah, I think that's great that you can actually feel relaxed, especially under these circumstances. There we go. Now that's the crown chakra. Yeah, you do have this really, really massive crown chakra. I'm going to just let it get bigger because that's how you're comfortable. And, of course, you're broadcasting around the whole world, so, of course, you have a large and expanded crown chakra. And you're meeting many people and talking about so many interesting things. So. There we are. That's basic prep. And then what I also did was I arranged in advance a little chakra layout for you to hold your energy and keep your energy strong through the session while I'm working on you. And I want to just show you how that looks. I stuck the chakra stones on another proxy crystal that are programmed for you as well.
Vivian, can you tell the audience the particular crystals that you're using on the proxy?
I certainly can. Lovely question. This is garnet. It's red. It looks black, but it's garnet red. Carnelian orange. Heliodor yellow. Savorite for the green, for the heart. Lulace agate for the throat chakra. Azurite for the third eye, and amethyst for the crown. And I used a little bit of Tic Tac to stick these little stones on so that we could have you in a chakra layout while I was working on you. And you'll see why in a moment. I also made, if I can detect where I put it, a heart chakra to work on. There it is. And this is the heart chakra. Still got my label on. So that's a beautiful aventurine piece that I bought in Tucson, beautiful heart. And then I put these rhodonites on because when we were prepping the one time and you got up and you walked away from the screen, I could see that your heart has some trauma that needs work on. And I'm glad that you agreed to let me work on this in front of everybody, essentially, because this is a new technique and procedure that I have just developed, and it's exactly what you need. I need to take out some deep pain from your heart chakra that is sitting there interfering with the flow of your heart, and it's coming from a long time ago, and I can see it in your back, and I can see it in your heart, and that is going to cause you to need to use extra energy to push a heavy truck up the hill. And I would like to help you with that before I go to the work on your face. So let me work on this. And I know
Can I tell the listeners? Can I tell the listeners that I have a lot of rhodolites, the pink stone. I wear it around my neck often. I have earrings, bracelets, necklaces, all in that stone. And that It happens quite a bit, doesn't it, Vivian, that the stones, gems that you're drawn to are the ones that will help your energy the most? Is that correct?
Correct. If you're drawn to what feels, what you're attracted to, what you need, you're attracted to what speaks to your soul, basically. And that's very important when it comes to the heart. You know, we say heart and soul because the heart and soul go together. And so what I want to do is I'm going to actually use this kunzite blade, which is also has a nice fine point for a needle. And I'm going to use that to bring back some shatter that happened to your heart chakra. So I'm actually bringing in. See, to me, when I look at this, I see a windscreen that has been shattered, a car windscreen that's been shattered. And I'm going to bring the shatter lines back in to the heart chakra. I didn't mean to tap that like that. There we go. And there we go. And I'm just going to bring these shards in and reintegrate your heart chakra like this. Good. That's it. And the reason I'm doing this is because healing happens in a sequence, the same as when you peel an onion, you peel it layer by layer. When you heal layer by layer. And I know that I won't be able to work on the trigeminal nerve if I don't first organize your heart chakra to be a little less hard working, because you are bypassing this shatter by working very, very, very hard. It's a chronic stress in the background that's draining your energy, and you have such a wonderful, big, strong heart that we won't be able to tell unless we actually look at this kind of layer, because you do definitely work from your heart and reach so many people and touch people with your heart. And this is going to empower every single one of us who comes in connection with you to have an even more powerful and empowering experience. So I've brought the shatter in, and now I'm going to stitch up all in between with my kunzite stitches, like so. There we go. And what's great about this is I can feel that I'm getting spirit assistance, because this is going much more quickly than I would be able to do it under usual circumstances. And I think that's because I really, really want to show off
feel it.
What they taught me. Can you feel it? Can you describe what you're feeling, Tony?
It's a lovely sensation, number one. It feels like I've been on the verge of tears, and that feeling of being on the verge of tears is completely lifted. And I actually feel quite warm. My heart feels warm. It's like my heart feels
so
warm.
Beautiful. Oh, my gosh, I'm so touched. Oh, that is just like amazing and fantastic. Brings tears to my eyes. How I wish we could mend everyone's heart.
Like there's a warm, it feels like there's a warm stone sitting on my heart. That feels really, really nice.
Great. Right, now there's just a little area here that I want to make sure I stitch absolutely firmly right in the middle there. And then I just go over this with a grid to make sure it's strong, and it is. It's, wow, Tony, this has got a bounce to it. Woo-hoo-hoo. Oh, my word. You know what? I'm being told to paint as well. So painting is just that. It's painting. So I'm going to paint with the kunzite. Oh, actually, this is the spirits blessing you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, how touching. Oh. Okay, here come the angels. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Oh, that's
and there's
beautiful.
A lovely feeling in it's like my heart feels like it's now connected, like tendrils, like roots from a tree. That my heart feels like it's now connected to a whole range of other places.
And that's exactly wonderful, because instead of you having to corral the energy from your heart chakra, it can now flow correctly through the pranic tube and through the energy system and through all the chakras. And of course, you know, the heart is your organ of circulation. So to get your heart nicely organized is to increase the circulation of everything, from blood to energy. All right, we're going to work on the trigeminal nerve now. And this is something that you told me about as being an issue. And I am very interested that you, I don't know when the injury itself happened. You said that the nerve got cut. And then you said that in your 40s, the nerve started to heal when you started doing your healing journey and started working on the healing. And I'm interested to know what healing helped. And I'm also interested to know when, at what age, this cutting of the nerve happened.
So from my understanding, it happened before I was 3, I think about 2.5.
Okay, now that's very important information, because then we're trying to heal something that was in the past. And in order to do that, I actually go into the layers of the childhood. And so I'm going to do that. I just need to find my center stone. I think I can use this tourmaline here. And I'm actually going to cut open the energy field of the past and reach into that childhood time and bring it forward and work on it in present time to assist what we're doing here. And to bring it forward, I use a very particular stone, which I'm not sure where I put. Here it is. Good. And I also need to cut open. So for cutting open, I'm going to use these two to cut open the energy field and peel it back. I've made a proxy crystal of the leg, because our childhood memories are stored in our legs in the same way as the rings of a tree store information about each year that the tree has lived. And so I'm going to cut that open, peel back, and then I'm going to peel the layers or separate the layers. And again, I'm wondering where I put my tool, so I can't see my obsidian needle. No problem. I shall use this kunzite blade. And I'm going to just separate the layers so that I can work on that layer pertaining to age 3. So I'll get there. So there I'm at the layer that I want. And the guides are saying, just go to the layer above and flip it back like a page over there. So now I'm on the page of 3 years old when the injury happened, and I'm going to work here to affect here.
Would it be interesting to know that I have currently got some issues in the left ankle and hip?
At this time, I just... It is interesting, but I'm not looking at your leg itself. I'm actually looking at age 3 that is stored energetically over here. And maybe we can look at the other information another time. This is going to give us quite the, you know, it's going to keep us occupied quite a while. So here I have placed these crystals on the diagram. So these are all proxy crystals for your trigeminal nerve. So the trigeminal nerve comes in and then it branches out through the face, and nicely this diagram shows the left side of the face, which is exactly where we want to work on you. And so I have a whole network of proxy crystals, and these proxy crystals and this one all working on you, simultaneously connecting with your energy. So if you're feeling very full feeling, that's the reason.
Yes.
So, okay. yeah. So first I want to bring the past forward into the present, and I'm going to grid with this orange kyanite with mica, quite a rare stone. I think this only comes from one locality in Africa. I know I can only get it at one dealer in Tucson. So I'm going to grid with this amazing tool, bringing the past into the present. It's a bridging tool. It's quite extraordinary. There we go. And then the guides are instructing me. So a lot of the time I'm listening to instructions from the other side. You know, just as any surgery in an operating theater requires a team, so does crystal surgery. But the team, it can be more humans. We can work sometimes three of us, even four, working on the same person. But the team is usually a power animal and spirit guides and angels, and I have sensed angelic presence here already, wanting to bless you, and spirit guide presence wanting to bless you. And I'm also seeing a dolphin now coming forward. Oh, and so wow. I'm going to guess, do you have a relationship with dolphins, Tony?
No, but when you said that, I thought of my husband's favorite cup is a dolphin cup, and my sister uses that as well, a dolphin cup.
Ah, so there's a relationship of emotional support coming from people who like dolphins. So
yes.
That's very interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. Good. All right. I'm being reminded to begin with tissue regeneration, and so I did bring my tissue regenerating wands, because we are trying to regrow these nerves, and it's very, very good news that this has begun already for you. So all we are doing is helping to heal in all the layers and speed up the process and also raise the ceiling. That is what we're doing.
I can physically feel tightness in that left side.
So your left side of your face is feeling different from the right side?
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Good. So this is metamorphosis quartz on the end of this wand, and this is carnelian and tangerine quartz on this wand. And together I paint on the ingredients for new tissue. Now with crystal surgery, I did want to make sure that everything that I claimed or said could happen had correlating information in our physical world. And I did check, and they are able to regenerate new tissue now by doing the ingredients. So this is not far-fetched. And they are also able to regenerate organs and do 3D printing as well. You know, this is where the cutting edge research is. So that's in our physical world, and this is how we do it in the etheric dimension. There we go. And so what we have here is Aqua Aura. This one's Angel Aura, this one's Aqua Aura. And again, I use the orange wand with the carnelian and tangerine quartz. And I'm doing what's called a multi-layer grid, where I'm laying down the ingredients in multiple layers. It's like making a
Vivian,
cake.
The tools that you use, are they readily available, or do you need to specially get them from different places?
Well, I accumulate them so that people who want to learn to do these skills, I have almost everything in inventory. And I go to the Tucson Gem Show to get those things. So but I did try to make sure that all the stones we use, that you can at least get for the beginning procedures and techniques, you can go to eBay, or you can buy online, or you can buy from me, or you can go to the gem shows and collect the pieces. And I also tried to keep some of the material costs down, because crystals do cost quite a lot. And we do use a lot of different crystals in crystal surgery. I'm just going to check the time, because we're doing fine. All right, so we're going to go in now, and I'm going to have a look. And I'm going to begin by just checking the tissue with my two selenite wands. So we have the selenite here. This is shaped selenite. Obviously, that's not natural. It looks like a pencil. But this is natural, and it's got this tiny little hook on it. And I love this stone with this little hook because it's such a wonderful tool, and I can go into the nerve now and really check it. And indeed, the structure can do with some help. So I am going to put down with the selenite, I am going to put down some, I'm going to weave in some etheric tissue into the nerves to strengthen them so that they've got something for the ingredients to hang on, the healing ingredients. There we go. Wow, big response. So that tells me, Tony, you love to know what's going on. As soon as your consciousness is engaged, man, that was a switch that switched you on and switched the healing on. And that's what some people need to know. Some people need to stop and step back and let someone else do it. And that's when they're going to get their better effect. But there are other people that the best effect comes from conscious engagement and participation. And clearly, Tony, that's you're one of those. When your conscious engagement and participation is required, you do better. And everything will do better. So that's an interesting little piece. You know, our energy works in patterns too. Our personality works in patterns. And a lot of healing work is to do with looking to see where the pattern got blocked or stuck and freeing the pattern up to do itself, whatever that pattern is. You know, we're always talking about getting rid of bad habits, but what about good habits? We want those.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Wow, this is inspired. This is fantastic. And so I would guess your face is tingling by now, Tony, is it?
I was about to say, Vivian, it is seriously tingling. Like I can just, yes, there's tingling and warmth in that side of my face, which is not normal. Like there's not a lot of feeling in that side of my face.
Yes, it's genuinely numb because the nerves are damaged.
Yes, yes.
It's genuinely numb. You know, people will say numb when they mean tingly or pins and needles. They use numb for a sensation. But numb is actually the absence of sensation.
Correct.
Yeah, genuine numbness. So I don't want to do too much. You're very, very sensitive. And that sensation how nerves itch when they heal. I don't want to set up too much of an itch. And the thing to understand about itching is it's the lowest sort of form of irritability for nerves, although some itching can be quite fierce. But itching is just below pain, but it's a form of pain. It's the beginning of pain. And I don't want to push you into excessive sensitivity here. So I'm just going to, okay, so the guides are telling me then go over this with kunzite to soothe. So I will do exactly that. And I'll just use this as a kunzite blade and it, like a windscreen wiper, the guides are telling me. They're really brilliant. They just, you know, I haven't ever done this exactly before and they just tell me what to do. It's genius. I love it. It's such a beautiful feeling to feel connected across the different realms in this way, as well as doing this work, which is healing the physical and everything else. Yeah. You know, it all goes together. It's all in alignment, and we want it in alignment. When it isn't in alignment, then that's a pity. All right. Make sure that I keep my kunzite needles there. So now I'm going to look and see about the trauma, because trauma can leave glass shards in the etheric tissue, or it can leave needles, or today I took a nail out of somebody's spleen. That was an interesting one that I hadn't seen before. And so I see those, and I'm going to start by pulling them out with my decoding tool, because this today I was told, use this for pulling these out of the energy body and past layers of the energy field. So I'm just going to sweep everything into the geode.
What's the crystal you have in your hand that you're using to go into the geode?
This one is called convoluted sheet quartz.
Oh, wow. It's
the most unusual formation of quartz. And I couldn't get it for a while. And then I saw a quantity of it at the Tucson Gem Show. And I just fell upon it. It was so exciting. But see, it's got this amazing, like a portal. And that's what that's what acts as a magnet and just pulls what you don't want out. You know, it creates a vacuum in there. And you can use this to pull relationship cords as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is really working for you. This is amazing. So now your neck will start to relax because of what's coming out here. Because, you know, when your face is sore, your neck tightens.
Yeah.
Now, isn't it amazing that I'm over here far away and you're over there and you can feel it? Now I'm going to use my Faden cluster. And actually I'm going to use the underside of it because this also creates an electromagnetic force field that sucks out those needles and glass shards. So again, only discovered this today. You know, my guides believe in a need-to-know basis. They only tell me stuff when I need to know. I say, now you're going to have to help me with Tony's remote session. We're going live on TV. There we go.
My face feels very tired.
That's it.
Like it needs to have a sleep. That side of my face.
That's interesting. Well, that's a lot of sensation. I think then I'm going to do the final moves to soothe it because I do not want to overwork you. And for this, I want my Morganite crystal, which is now hiding from me. Where did I put it? Well, let's go over the rose quartz with you with the rose quartz crystal because that's also good. Oh, here's the Morganite. But I will use the rose quartz too. I'll put this lovely Morganite here. It wants to show off.
Yeah.
It says, you see, it's got tourmaline on it and Clevelandite.
Yes.
It's a beaut.
Beautiful.
Yes. Right. It said it wants to join in. Well, look here. These are rose quartz actual crystals. And I'm going to, oh, boy, you're the rose quartz gal. Whoa. Tony. Yeah, you showed me your rose quartz the other day. Like last time we looked at your rose quartz.
Yeah.
This is good. Wow. So those points are going right in. Now that's going to have your face feel less tired, I would guess. Yeah.
I was just going to say it feels like that. It feels like it's almost balancing, that makes sense.
That's right. Balancing. Perfect word. Balancing. Because these are the balancing out moves now. And I'll go over this with the Morganite. So normally for nerves in the physical body, we use aquamarine. But this Morganite is a little bit more gentle. You know, the color of the energetics is more like a pink to magenta color. And so these pink stuff are really good for the energy body.
Yeah.
That's it. Wow. Now that's it should have you feeling lighter in your face, lighter.
Yeah.
Not so pull as if it's sagging and pulling on you. That's it.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. There we are. So now, one more. I can carry on doing this a lot, but I don't want to overload you. So now I must re-blend these layers that I separated. So I re-blend over here. And then I clear this so it's no longer connected to you.
The crystal that you use to do the re-blending.
Oh, this is on a core of tourmaline, and it's quartz.
Yes.
And you can see the thread of tourmaline. You can see this black shadow there. You can see it coming back out there. Yes. It's an extraordinary piece. I tried to make myself sell it, but then I just grabbed it back. It's for me. All right. So that's what happens. And then this is sunstone.
Yes.
And this is moonstone. Anyway, they make good lilies.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Right. So then I'm going to clear these of you because we don't want everything connected to you after we're done. Now I'm going to take this and sweep it down with the morganite. And this is you, proxy crystal connected to you. With the chakra layout. So now you'll feel your feet again.
Yes.
That's it. And I'm going to just do that because actually I think your feet get a bit sore sometimes.
Yes.
And your hands are saying, me too, but I don't have hand diagrams here at the moment. But maybe in another one of these, we can do your hands and feet and your ankle and hip. There we go. I'm actually going to just open that. There we go. People need to know, do the chakras go in a different direction if you're in the southern hemisphere? And the answer is no. They always go clockwise in my system. It doesn't matter which hemisphere you're in. But things do change. It is a very confusing thing for your energy body to go from the southern hemisphere to the northern hemisphere. And once I clicked that the entire energy field is spinning differently in the one hemisphere from the other, then I was able to correct my jet lag more quickly.
Oh, I was going to ask about that.
Because we spin just the way the water goes down the other way. We're also affected by that same dynamic. And that's why going from southern hemisphere to northern hemisphere can be so draining.
Yeah.
But that's the very thing to correct and adjust. And it's quick and easy if you know how. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So that I've freed that. That's released from you. And now this one. Ooh, it was released when it fell over. Otherwise, we would have seen you fall over in the chair. All right. Now this one says to stay. It wants to stay connected to you and wants to go on this bed of green fluorite. So I'll bring it here because it wants to do some anti-inflammatory work on you. And I guess we know why that is. And the crystal remembered what I didn't remember. I can do it just like this, like so. Bury you in green fluorite. Oh, I'm not. I'm going to put those there.
They're so pretty.
Yes, these are Neil's beauties. I can tell it's a blue-green fluorite. Very good anti-inflammatory stone. Very, very good. Yeah. Just look at it and you feel soothed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one that I have on my desk all the time. The one that I'll just show the audience so they can see.
Oh, I'm going to come over and talk about that one, shall we? Can we change cameras, Neil? Okay, Neil's going to change cameras and we're going to talk about that fluorite.
Yes, it's
okay.
Favorite.
So, just going to come over.
And there she is.
All right. Hey, we're back. So that green fluorite.
I was trying to get it to show the green in it because when I look at it, It has lots of green in it.
But I can see the green.
It's showing up.
Yeah, no, I can see the green. But what I'd like you to do is hold it this way so that we can see both terminations. That's the most important part. That's the one thing that's important. The other thing that's important about that stone, Tony, is the layers. There, just hold it. There you go. That's a beautiful view. But let us see both points because that's an important dynamic. Okay, so the fact that that's double terminated was very, when Tony held this up to me and she said, look at my stone. And I said, oh, that's rainbow fluorite, isn't it? And look, it's been carved with a double termination. And that helped me to understand more about you, Tony, because the crystal then explained to me that you love to get to the deeper layers of any subject or topic or person.
Yeah.
And that is why that fluorite means so much to you. And then, of course, it's all upper chakra colors, the rainbow fluorite. It's green and purple and indigo. And that just shows that those are the kinds of things that you like to be thinking about and talking about and digging into those layers. But then with the double termination, you like to make a point, but you like to anchor it and balance it with yet a second point because you are very interested in balance. And, you know, we use the word balance now. When we were talking even about, you said I can feel like it's balancing me out. And balance is very, very, very important to you. So those two points and the way that stone is and the length of it, they are all informative about your interests and your consciousness and your personal psychology. And, you know, the stones that we choose, everything we choose in life is a Rorschach blot, you know, and I can interpret the blood that is crystals. So that's good. Yeah.
Oh, Vivian, what an amazing session to do live on air. Have you ever done that before?
No, that's the first time I've done anything live is with you. You're teaching me so much about the doing things live process. And I wanted to show people how I do the remote work. And we didn't have this kind of facility and setup and know-how. And so this is an amazing opportunity, Tony, for my followers and viewers to see how I do it when I'm working remote and how the two fit together. Because otherwise it's just me demonstrating. So this was a really lovely opportunity. And to feel you and getting your feedback instead of me just making a video and working on myself. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
Bibi and I have done a little bit of energy work now, and every time that I work with her, I can feel it. So I'm in Australia, Viv's in Ohio, US. So the energy work actually transponds or goes across the world. So it shouldn't stop anyone from either connecting with Vivian or understanding that this work can go across the world just using the technology that we have because it is energy. Vivian, the different energy of each of the crystals and stones that you use, we might tap into that in a show down the track.
Yes, if that's what we want, people want, good.
Yeah. The energy that you work that you did today, does it have a timeline? Is it instantaneous or does it?
The sound printer. So, Tony, I couldn't hear what you said, but I can say that it takes 48 hours for the session to continues for 48 hours and the effects continue. And then it shouldn't revert back. You know, we went to the past and we stitched up and, you know, it's pretty much like a physical surgery where you're doing a surgery, you're stitching something up, you're changing something. And that shouldn't change. There are other dynamics in healing sessions and crystal healing that can revert, but not that, not what we just did.
Yeah, that's amazing. Those beautiful instruments of surgery that you use, did you pick them out? Did you source them when you were you looking for something particular, or did they actually you saw it and went, no, I need to have that particular piece to do my work?
Well, my wands are custom made for me with very specific stones that I seek out and assemble and test to see if they're going to have the right dynamic between them. And we get the wands made, custom made by Magical Delights, amazing craftsmen. And then the stones, many of the stones came about because they didn't get sold. And it was like an enigma. The nicest stones weren't selling. And then other people would say to me, why are you trying to sell this stone? It belongs to you. And I was like, well, I don't know what to do with it. And anyway, it's a whole long story in itself that we can definitely explore because I want other people to enjoy crystals and get to know crystals and enjoy their own crystal journey. I don't want them just to feel like it has to be this complex, complicated thing. You can just enjoy having a stone in your pocket. Look, I've got stones in my pocket right now, the simplest form of crystal healing. I've got my rhodonite shivalingam and I've got my black tourmaline, and there they are, and they fit perfectly in my hands. And this is as good as it gets. It doesn't have to be this complicated thing that I just demonstrated. That's for people who really want to do this professionally, but everyone can benefit in their own way. Just like that, two beautiful stones.
And I was going to say, one of the things that Vivian taught me last week was about the grounding properties of tourmaline. And so now I have them near me or in my pockets. If I don't have pockets, they're sitting right next to me when I work at the desk. So some of these things, some of these little nuggets of gold are wonderful for people to take away and use in their everyday life. So just a lovely little stone like tourmaline brings grounding, comfort, and healing in your everyday life. So Vivian's right. It doesn't have to be complicated at all. Now, listeners and watchers today, we are at the end of the show. Vivian, thank you so much for being wonderful today and demonstrating what is possible with crystals and healing energy. Next week, I'm going to tell you all about how I felt after our session today, and we will explore more healing energy for everyone. Vivian Shapira and Neil in the background, thank you for your camera work. Vivian, thank you for another fantastic show. Thank you for your openness to do this live on camera today. We, the audience, me, the host, we absolutely appreciate you doing that. And I can't wait for the next show next week. Wonderful people, if you're listening, jump on to shapira.com where you will find a plethora of information about Vivian's books and courses and how to connect with healing energy that you can use in your everyday life. And you may want to even learn about crystal surgery. That's our lot for this week. Vivian and Neil, thank you so much. I'll join you again next week. This is Radio Tony, your host, Tony Lontis, and Healing Energy for Everyone. Bye for now.